Thanks for tuning in to Enjoy Your Life, the podcast. I'm your host, Farrah LaRae. I'm a mother, a woman of faith, an entrepreneur, and so much more. I specialize in teaching natural and spiritual growth to others in person and online through my faith-based organization, Enjoy Your Life. Every week, I'm on a mission to see others empowered, inspired, and motivated to work towards their dreams. I'm a firm believer that faith without works is dead, and I'm passionate about helping you get to the next level of your life. Enjoy Your Life was birthed out of a place wanting to share the basic biblical teachings of the Word of God. Before you can enjoy your life on the outside, you've got to first start on the inside. Let's get into it. What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Enjoy Your Life, the podcast. I'm your host, Farrah LaRae. I'm so excited about today's topic. Listen, if you did not read the topic or today's subject or title today, get into it, okay? We're talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord. We're only a few months into the new year, and I don't know about you, but the discouragement is discouraging. A lot of us have been going through some things. I've been getting phone calls. Like, we all came into this new year motivated and excited and ready. But I mean, life is life, you know, and it be life. And so we're going to talk from a biblical perspective about encouraging yourself in the Lord. Okay. Sometimes we distract ourselves, right? Like, you might be discouraged. You might go on TikTok, scroll a little bit, turn on a funny movie if you're like me, and just laugh your problems away. But I think in this season, God really wants us to be intentional about encouraging ourselves in Him and using His word to combat the lies of the enemy that try to come and set us back. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Per usual, we're going to lead with prayer. We're going to start with prayer, talking to God, and really just opening up this space and this opportunity and this time for Him to speak to and through us for His glory and our edification. So let's do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank You today for allowing us to see another day, for giving us breath in our body, for giving us the activities of our limbs, for helping us to be in our right minds today. God, we thank You for another opportunity to just say yes, another opportunity to try again, another opportunity to get it right with You. Father, we ask that You would just forgive us of all of our sins, things that we may have done knowingly or unknowingly, and create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us, God. Lord, at the end of the day, we want to be right with You. At the end of the day, we want to see You in eternity and be at peace with You. Lord, so if there's anything in our lives that is stopping us, that is hindering us, that is distracting us from doing that, we ask that You would begin to reveal those things in our lives and give us the strength and the confidence and the courage to move those things out of the way so that we can get, You can get the glory out of our lives and we will be edified for Your glory. Lord, we just thank You today. We ask that You'll look on the topic in this conversation. We ask that You will be present here. Lord, help us to move all flesh out of the way, all pride, any sort of anything that is not like You that will try to come and distract us and put scales over our eyes and hinder us from hearing the word of God today. We ask that You will remove those things, God, and decrease me, increase You, so that You will be glorified in Your precious name. Amen. All right, let's talk about this, encouraging yourself in the Lord. So this is not something that I think we talk about often as believers. Sometimes we go look for sermons online, or we call somebody for encouragement. We phone a friend, you know, and these are great practices. These are things that I do as well. Even turning to gospel music and songs that uplift us. And, you know, we have all of these things that we do, but sometimes God is like, I need You to use My word. I need You to combat what you're experiencing right now with the word of God and come back to Me. You have to redeem yourself through the word of God. So let's talk about it. So Psalms 4 talks about in verse 1, it says, answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. The Bible literally gives us the answer to every problem that we face. And I say this all the time, but it's because it's the truth. This verse is talking about how, Lord, when I call You, answer me. You have given me relief when I was in distress. So it's like, You did it before. I know that You can do it again. The Bible gives us the instruction on how to approach God in times of distress. The Bible tells us to be angry and sin not. It tells us to you know, we might have trials and tribulations that we face, but don't resort to sin. Don't be overcome with sin. Don't be overcome with the things of this world just because of what you're experiencing. And as we experience discouragement, maybe that's in your job, on your job, maybe that's in your business, maybe that's in your relationship, your friendships, or even your journey with yourself of self-discovery and building your self-esteem and your confidence in God. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're going through something where it's like, yo, this is not, I don't see the silver lining. I don't feel the relief. I don't see the bigger picture. I don't see anything on the other side of this. And the enemy will come in and we allow the enemy rather to come in and distract us and discourage us because of that. But the word of God is what we have to use as our tool to combat the lies of the enemy. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But if you don't have the word in your heart and in your spirit and in your mind, you won't be able to combat him when he comes with all these attacks, with these tricks, with these lies, right? So we have to find ourselves in the word of God. Going back to Psalms chapter 4, or the fourth division of Psalms, in verse 2, it says, but I know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. If you are a believer, if you are a Christian, a child of God, if you say that you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, then the Lord hears you when you call. Not that God doesn't hear sinners that, you know, haven't really repented and things like that. He said, the word says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But the thing about it is, when you call yourself set apart and when you call yourself a child of God, God hears you. Like, he's intently listening to you. I don't know about you, but when it comes to children, I always relate our relationship with God back to children, because being a mom, I see it. Like, God really, he uses everything in this world to relate us back to him, but he definitely uses motherhood, fatherhood, and having a child to the way that he deals and sees us. So as a child, or as a mother rather, or just as a woman, right? I've always loved children. I've always looked out for children. I protect children at all costs. Like, I don't care if you're mine or not. I remember there was this one time I'm walking out of a store. I went shopping one day. I'm coming out of the mall and some lady saw her friend that I guess she hadn't seen in a while, hugs her friend, lets go of her child's hand. Her daughter was 2 years old. The baby ran out into the middle of the street. I ran and grabbed that baby before she got hit by a car. I kid you not. Like, I felt like Spider Girl. Okay. Like, my spider like reflexes kicked in ASAP. But for me, I've always been someone who protects children at all costs. Right. But being a mother, that dynamic changes even more, because now I'm concerned about my child. I hear my child's cry. I might hear when another baby is crying. I might hear when someone else's child is going through it, but I know my daughter's cry. And therefore, I am attentive to that. I could be sitting in the other room, the kids are playing, and I hear somebody's baby crying. I'm like, ooh, somebody got to get their baby. But when I hear my daughter cry, I know my daughter's cry. And I say, uh-uh, something ain't right. I'm going to see what's going on. Or I call her in here, baby, come here, what's going on, right? So it's the same thing with the things of God. God knows our cry. God hears his children. He listens attentively. And though we may not see him moving in the natural immediately, God is working things out in the spirit realm. God numbers the very hairs on our head. So why wouldn't he be concerned about our daily life? Why wouldn't he be concerned about the things that are concerning us, the things that are discouraging us? So the Bible tells us that we can call on the name of the Lord. We can go to him. We can talk to him. Now, let's go back to this same verse. Again, we're coming from Psalms 4. Now, the fourth verse says this. This scripture got me. When I read this and the Lord revealed this to me, it got me, okay? It says, be angry and do not sin. Now, we've heard that all of our lives. If you grew up in church or around someone churchy, you've heard that, right? Be angry and do not sin. But get this. Here's where the Lord got me, because he revealed this to me further down in the scripture, and I could not believe it. It says, ponder in your own hearts on your bed and be silent. So you might be going through something and it makes you a little bit angry. That's okay. Don't sin. Don't lash out. Don't do nothing. But then it says, don't say nothing crazy either. Because me, back in the day, when I heard this scripture, I was like, all right, bet. I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm not going to be trifling. I'm not going, you know, make a mess out of this situation, but I'm going to speak my peace. I'm going to say how I feel. Like, that's just me, right? But the word literally says, ponder in your own hearts on your bed and be silent. He says, don't even talk about it. Don't even go there. Don't even trip about it. So all this discouragement that we may feel, we get angry. And then we think, well, I'm not sinning. I'm not cussing. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I'm not violating, but I'm going to say how I feel about it. The Lord says, ponder it in your heart, on your bed, and be silent. Don't go talking about all of this. Don't go being, God, I thank you right now for the word and the revelation. But he says, don't go carrying on about how this made you feel and all of that. Ponder it on your bed and be silent. Talk to me about it. Come to me. Let me and you converse about it. And respectfully, right? So the Bible says that though we're discouraged, though we're going through, though we're angry, though we're frustrated, though we're tired, though we're weak, though we're burdened, though we're overwhelmed, you don't sin and don't go talking about it. Ponder it in your heart, on your bed, and be silent. Verse 5 says, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Right sacrifices, meaning sacrifices that are pure, sacrifices that are righteous, sacrifices that are lovely and kind, right? In the Bible, it talks about how back in Isaiah, I believe it was, how people started making horrible sacrifices to the Lord. They were, back in the day, we know that, and I'll give a whole lesson on this. Maybe this will be the next episode about sacrifices and the things of God and why he's had to send his son Jesus. We could talk about that in the next episode. But at some point, they used to sacrifice animals, right? And they people started sacrificing blind animals, crippled animals, animals that had infirmities and impurities. And once you make that sacrifice, that the fragrance goes up to heaven as a sweet, it's supposedly a sweet smell and savor to the Lord. Well, when you're sacrificing a sacrifice, when you're making a sacrifice that is not right, or that is not complete or perfect, then it becomes an unrighteous sacrifice. So it's in the same thing. Excuse me, as we're casting our cares on the Lord and we're talking to him, because right, remember, Jesus came so that the veil could be torn and he could make atonement with God and man, right? He's the mediator between God and man, where we can go to God directly and pray. We don't have to go through the priest anymore. We don't have to go through the apostles and the prophets. It's good for us to have them as advisors, as people, you know, they've been places that we're trying to get, so they have wisdom, things like that. But when it comes to praying, God says that I've given you that opportunity. You know, there's instances where we call for the elders of the church that we might pray and we come together. But on your day to day, God allows you the opportunity to go directly to him. So in that, that's equivalent to the sacrifices that were being made in the Old Testament, where people were going to make atonement for their sins by slaying these cattle and these sheep and these animals and different things like that. So it says, bring right sacrifices, offer right sacrifices, and put your trust in the Lord. So don't go to God going off on him. Don't black on God. Don't go off on the Lord. Make a right sacrifice. Father, I come to you humbly, but boldly. Like, you really got to lay everything down and come to the Lord in a sacred manner. Even when you're angry, even when you're frustrated, even when you don't understand. And then it says, and put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. Your discouragement right now, this is a temporary experience. But if the Lord promised you something, if the Lord told you that there's something greater on the other side of this, if the Lord has promised you that he has great things, that he's going to elevate you, that he's going to put you in a position where things are going to be easy for you, put your trust in the Lord. Don't be wavered because of the discouragement that you're facing. Trust me, I go through it too. It's almost like an uphill battle sometimes, especially having a broken ankle. It's an uphill battle sometimes, because you have to constantly speak to yourself, speak to your spirit, speak to your flesh. Tell your flesh to be quiet, sit down somewhere. You ain't in control of all of this. And then in the same token, speak to your spirit man and call your spirit man forth. Call the spirit in you that is called with purpose, that is anointed, that has promise. Call your spirit forth and say, no, we're taking the lead today. The spirit that is in me that represents the things of God, we're coming forth today. We're doing what God says we're going to do today. We're walking in humility. We're walking with confidence. We're walking with the things of God today. You have to speak to yourself. Like, I explained it like this to someone the other day. You know, when you're growing up, if you're like me, you had parents who told you, get up, time to go to school. Get up and clean your room. Get up and clean, make up your bed. Get up, we cleaning the house today. Get up, we going here. Come on, we got to go to the doctor. You got a dentist appointment. We got to do this. We got to do that. Be nice. Say sorry. Like, your parents literally walk you through the motions of life. When you get to a certain point in your life, it's time for you to parent yourself. I learned this when I lived on my own for the first time. And not only was I just living on my own, but I'm a mom, full-on single mother. I learned I had to parent myself, because my parents, sometimes they would call me. My dad would call, hey, we going to breakfast, get up, you know? or I'm coming to get the baby, get her dressed. It was about her more than me some days. But, you know, I had to realize, like, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to pick you up off of this floor. Nobody's coming to get you up out of this bed. And, you know, when I lived on my own for the first time, I was in the middle of, or I was starting the process of a divorce. So for me, I was not just on my own, and I wasn't just being, you know, a single mom, but now I'm in the process of unbeing a wife, like, you know, so there was a lot that I was going through. So it was a very, very emotional time for me, but I had to be strong and take courage and tell myself, like, yo, you have a purpose. Like, okay, that chapter in your life is over. No big deal. You learned so much. You grew so much. You learned how to love in different ways. You've learned what it is to be a wife. You've learned what it is to be a mom. Like, you have all of these new experiences. You can help somebody, and then you can take it into your next chapter and your next chapter and your next chapter, and be able to grow and continue to be stronger in the things of God. So anything that you go through, it's just a stepping stone. It's not something that's designed to, well, the enemy might use it to keep you bound, but God, what the enemy meant for evil, God turns it around for your good. So at that particular point in my life, I had to realize, like, yo, nobody's coming to save you. You got to get up. You got to get in your word. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to seek the Lord. You got to still get up and be a mom. At that time, I was nursing. Like, that is crazy talk. I didn't even have time. I didn't have time to sulk and to be and to wallow in pity, because I had a baby crying that I had to tend to. Like, I couldn't even feel sorry for myself, because I had this whole other human life who doesn't deserve anything but the absolute best out of this world. So I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself, you know? So at a certain point, you have to learn to parent yourself and tell yourself, come on, get up. Come on, let's make it happen. Don't forget to pay your bills. Don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. Because that's what it calls for. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I lived as a child. Now that I'm grown, I put away childish things. We got to grow up. We got to speak to ourselves. We got to encourage ourselves. We got to read the word of God. We got to fast. We got to pray. We got to know what our limits and our boundaries are, and when to tell the enemy enough is enough. Enough is enough. As we proceed through the rest of this year, I want you to remember that. Tell the enemy enough is enough. Let's look back at the scripture in Psalms 4. It says in verse 6, there are many who say, who will show us some good? And the word says, lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. Meaning the Lord will show us some good. The Lord is going to come through. The Lord is going to make a way. You don't have to turn to external things. Like I said, there are times where the Lord allows things in this natural world to bring peace, to ease our mind, to bring us encouragement, to lift our spirits up. Like I said, sometimes I got to distract myself. I go on TikTok and I'm cracking up watching the funniest stuff I can find. It be like that. And the Lord allows that. But there's certain times and certain points you get to where you really have to stop and really seek the Lord and lift up your eyes to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Verse 7 says, you have put more joy in my heart. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, I thank you. You have put more joy in my heart than they have with their grain and wine abound. People getting turnt. People, you know, trying to take each other out, go party, go get lit, take your mind off of things. And it says even with their grain, you try to eat your problems away. The Bible says that the Lord brings more joy. Not even just brings it. It says, you have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. When I have endless amounts of food and drink. Not even that. And y'all know, we like to eat in these streets, okay? But even that doesn't satisfy us the way that the things of God does, the way that the Lord himself does. And verse 8 finally says, in peace, I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Thank you, Jesus. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. I'm not just going to have peace and lay down, but I'm going to sleep for you alone, because you, Lord, only you, by yourself, make me dwell in safety. So I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever trials, I can't explain how crazy these last few years of my life have been, but I haven't allowed that to stop me. People ask me all the time, how do you do it? How do you keep going? How you start another business? How you doing this? How you doing that? How you traveling? How you a full-time single mother? How you, the grace of God, y'all. I'm thankful to have a supportive, an amazing support system. My tribe is incredible. When it comes to my daughter and I need help, they're coming through. And I'm thankful for that. But there's a lot of mental and internal and spiritual battles I don't necessarily talk about all the time. I don't necessarily share with you all the time. But and that's fine. You know, some of this stuff ain't your business. But there's some things that I realize I have to go through just with me and God. And I allow him that time to really have his perfect work and take his time in me. And we all have to. Yeah, sometimes we kick and scream. Yeah, sometimes we have an attitude. But we got to remember this. We're held accountable for this one now, y'all. Verse 4, when it says, be angry and do not sin, ponder in your own hearts on your bed and be silent. He says, be silent. Don't go complain about it. Don't go post about it. Don't go tweet about it. Don't go Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. Be silent. He's like, I need to process some things in you. And this is another thing we're going to talk about, is about being refined when the Lord is refining us. But I hope that you are encouraged today. Encourage yourself in the Lord, honey. Get in the word of God. Let the word be so deep down in your heart that you cannot sin against it. And that Bible verse doesn't even just talk about lust. Like sometimes we say, that word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. And we think that's lust and entice. But that's also speaking negatively. That's also allowing toxicity to set in. That's also allowing negative words to be set into our hearts. That's also treating other people badly. Like the Bible covers everything, not just sexual sin. I think the church, I love the church with all of my heart, but it has done a really great job of making us think that sexuality is the only area of our lives that we can sin. And that's not true. There is sin on every hand, in your mind, in your heart, lusting, being shameful, having regret, boasting, being jealous, being angry, nagging. There's all of these things that we do on a daily that the Bible covers. So once you get in the word of God and you really take the time to allow it to overtake you and rush over you and inspire you and fuel you, you'll start to see like it's more to it. So this is the study verse of this week. I want you to study Psalm 4, and you could study the whole chapter. It's 8 verses, and just ponder it in your heart. The Bible tells us to meditate on the word of God day and night. Ponder it in your heart. Meditate on it. Think about it. Let it get into your spirit and allow God to really just begin to show you his word and reveal things to you, where when things happen, you can combat it with the word of God. You can combat that negativity. You can combat that selfishness, that envy, that pride, that strife, that lust, any of that with the word of God. So I love you and God loves you so much more. Make sure you share this episode with somebody you love, because good friends don't let friends not hear good podcasts. Okay. Until next time. I love you so much. Encourage yourself, honey. Leave a comment, leave a review. Let me know if you're taking heed to this, if it works for you. If not, hey, whatever. It works. I'm going to tell you that. But, you know, maybe you ain't doing it right. But God bless you. Make sure you subscribe for more and leave a review. Let me know what you thought about this episode. I'll see you next week, or talk to you next week in a new episode. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you enjoyed this, share it with a friend. And be sure to tune in every week for a new episode where we're talking faith, family, friendship, fun, and finding happiness within. Subscribe to my Patreon for exclusive updates on all things Farrell Array. And make sure you follow me on social media at It's Farrell Array everywhere. Thanks for being a loyal listener. I love you and God loves you so much more. God bless you.